Thank
Long
you.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities. Well, you know, we got a special show today. We got a really good panel. Okay, and today we're going to be talking about the coronavirus in the African-American community. And on the panel today, I have Mr. Harris. I have Ms. Shakina Lester. She was the Uplifting Communities talk show host in Ohio. I have Mr. Tommy Ray Cole. He was the talk show, the Uplifting Communities talk show in Louisiana. I have Mr. T.D. Trice. He is the talk show host in California, Sacramento, California, that is. And Ms. J is trying to come on. She was the talk show host for the United States. Okay, and myself, Mr. John L. Brown. Before we go any further, I'm going to ask Mr. Harris to tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Okay, just a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to go to Ms. Shaniqua, then Tommy Ray, and then T.D. Trice, and myself.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Harris Walker. I'm the CEO of Hand in Hand Foundation, which is a children and environmental foundation. Basically, we're life. We're located in Sacramento, California, Las Vegas. We have branches in New York and opening branches in New York and Southern California. So that's me for right now.
All right. Hi, everyone. I am Shakina Lester. I am a real estate investor and a content creator. I was a host for Uplifting Communities Ohio about a year ago, and I look forward to diving into this topic with you guys today.
All right.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tommy Cole, and I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I used to host a Louisiana talk show here about a year ago. Also, too, I've written a couple of books there and got a gospel stage play running around called Broken Trust. You may have heard about it, but this is basically who I am. Hello.
All right, Mr. T.D. Trice.
Hello, everybody. My name's T.D. Trice. I'm programming director for Access Sacramento's Channel 17 and 18 in Sacramento, California. Your home for local community and public access television. We are your right to free speech on the air. Nice to meet everybody.
All right. Okay. And I'm John L. Brown. I'm one of the hosts for the Uplifting Communities talk show, or the radio show, and one of the hosts for the Uplifting Communities television talk show in the Sacramento area. And we represent the whole Sacramento County in, for the television show. Now, today what I would like to do is ask you guys some questions. Like, I'm going to start off with you, Mr. Harrison. Okay, just make it brief. And the reason I say make it brief is because we got a panel. Other people are going to be calling in and stuff. And so, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you see the coronavirus affecting the African-American communities? Okay, that's what I want you to answer. How is that affecting the African-American communities, like with the jobs and things of that nature?
Okay, well, business is directly correlated to the community, firstly. So if people don't have money to spend, they won't have money. I don't care what your business is, they won't have money to buy. So we have to look at a way of creating and diversifying the money that we give to these corporations, or getting a piece of the action as far as being able to open in-home businesses, et cetera, and growing those businesses with a unified front where we will employ our own people and create an e-commerce circle that continues to grow.
True.
Right. Right. Well, what you got to say about that, Mr. TD?
I agree wholeheartedly with what my colleague said here. It behooves us, this is why education is so important, and why building a vocation and those things are very important. And now we're, in my opinion, we're paying the price for, a lot of us are, not everybody here, but a lot of us are paying the price for not paying attention and being a part of the landscape that is work and participating and trying to make it day to day. Now, you know, I see the $2 trillion and up package being passed, and I'm wondering how the little guy is going to get some of that money. I mean, I hear the number, but that doesn't, just because they announce the number doesn't mean that everybody's going to get some of it.
You're right. Anybody on the panel heard of how they're going to distribute the money or who they're going to give the money to? I know they say businesses that they're going to give the citizens of the United States, you know, a little money. I think it's $1,200 or something like that. But I don't know. It's just something fishy because, like, today I heard that they added another $3 trillion to it. It's $6 trillion or something like that. Anybody heard that?
So up till now, what they were saying is each qualifying adult would get $1,250, and then each qualifying child would receive $500. You had to have at least filed taxes in 2018 or 2019, and the IRS will use that information to put the money directly into your account. If you made less than $75,000 in a year, they're going to go by 2018's taxes, then you'll get the full amount. But if you made more than that, then it's kind of like a tier until you eventually wouldn't get anything depending on how much that you made. So most of the people that live in our communities should be able to receive it. However, I'm not sure how it's going to work for someone who did not work. Now, if you receive Social Security or some type of benefits like that, you do qualify. Unfortunately, if you are someone who owes child support, you will not receive your payment. That's going to go to the primary parent who has the children. And that is what I know up to date and how they're going to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure they have some high folks out there.
That's a big problem. Because I like what she stated here, and the key word for me in what she mentioned was qualifying. You know, why is it that it always, you know, with us, it with people in general, it's got to be a qualifying thing, but the corporations, you know, you don't have to say that for the corporation. You don't have to say, well, every qualifying corporation, they're going to give them the money. But the people have to go through this process every time. It don't matter what I'm tired of that. I'm really tired of this. It's like old. It's like an old application to keep people from really getting. You know, why not just distribute the money? It's $1 trillion, for goodness sake. It's not chump change. It's $1 trillion. Why not just distribute the money and then let the people then put the money into action? Because
that
that's what they'll
something.
Do.
From what I understand,
go ahead.
From what I understand, those several $1 trillion that they have pulled up, it won't cost that much to distribute the $1,200 to each citizen of the country. But where's the extra funds going to? It's my question, because now here it is. We don't have the proper equipment at the hospitals and all these things. Now you spend this government, and you're supposed to make sure that
that the hospital should be able to fulfill these needs of all the folk that are sick.
He just said the same thing.
Yes, yes. So I'm just saying, you know, you're picking up all these funds. Yeah, you can show where you're going to pay the citizens, but what are you doing with the rest of the money that's not being allocated for?
That's right. It's going to go into somebody's pocket.
Right. And this is where we're getting hurt at. And I think, and this is my opinion, fellas and sister, you know, I think that we would have a better chance of folk being equal to everybody if we had different nationalities in high government, president, senators, legislatures, and all that, because I think each nationality would be more concerned about their particular nationality. And I think we should be governed like this instead of governed by one particular race.
Yeah.
Right.
Yesterday, I did a little research. I wanted to check something out, right? Because they were talking about, if you're a homeowner or if you're a renter, well, then you can, if you're a homeowner, I think you can put your mortgage on hold for 90 days. Well, I'm a homeowner. Okay, but at the same token, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran. So when I call my mortgage company to ask them, can I do that 90 days, well, they told me no, I couldn't do that.
Okay, can I say something?
Can I
come in real quick?
Yeah.
All right, let me address some of these real quick. Okay, let's start from the home loan since that was the last thing. All right, only certain banks have done that. Okay, Chase Bank was one, J.P. Morgan. It was about five banks that did it. Bank of America only did 30 days. All right, so you have to have a loan with one of these banks. All right, now the state can, the governor can say, put a freeze on all mortgages right now because of because of the national emergency, all right? That's one thing, all right? Now, let's talk about this. I'm kind of writing stuff down as we're going by. Okay, taxable income, the child support, the qualifications, yeah, that is crap because that means there's a lot of people who owe child support, but this child support had to be reported to the federal government. If it's in the state, if it's just held into the state and not reported to the federal government, then those people will still get whatever amount. But I do agree, it should be a flat amount across the board because everybody has to eat.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? And let's take my situation. I'm a nonprofit, but I have no taxable income because I don't work. I retired at 31. Okay, so I know how the tax work. I have one of the best tax people in the world working for me right here in Sacramento. All right. So the thing is, that they are disqualifying people, which is going to make people hungry. They're going to do what they will have to do to eat. So more crime, more everything is going to happen behind this unbalanced system. Now, again, now another comment that was made earlier that we need to have a diverse government. Well, you got to understand that they work for us. We hired them. You've been fooled to think that the government governs us. No, we govern them by the Constitution. All right?
That's right.
We allowed them. What should I say? Excuse me. I don't want to be racist on here. I don't know if we're all black, white, whatever. It don't make no difference. Mm-hmm. But the real talk is the white man don't trust the white man. All right? They made laws for them, not us.
Correct.
They're scared of each other. They're stealing from each other.
That's right.
Okay, but now, how do we stop this? First thing, we have to unify as people. It's not about black, white, blue, whatever. It's about people, the 99 against the one.
That's right.
You see, and they only control you by money, but God didn't make money. God gave us everything on this earth. They put a price on labor, and that trickled up so that they make money and feel like God. Like they got own.
Okay, somebody else jump in that and elaborate on what you're just saying. Anybody want to take that on?
Yes, I would like to take this opportunity to enter. So I absolutely understand what everyone has said today, and there have been a lot of valid points, especially about diversity and the problems that a lot of people are going to have as far as the qualifications. However, I want to take this moment to insert hope, because even though we are going through a time where everything seems to be going crazy, this is still an opportunity, but it's only an opportunity if we're thinking about it in the right way. So this isn't a time for us to continue to do business as usual, and we know that we're living in a system that has never taken care of us. That's not something that we can ever rely on, and we have to stop that. From the food stamps to the projects to the Section 8, those things were not created for us. They were created to harm us. But each and every last one of us have talents. We have gifts, we have skills that God has given us, and those things hold monetary value. But as long as we're waiting for someone else to do something for us, we're sitting on those things. But while everyone is stuck at home with nothing to do, this is the time to create your business. This is the time to flesh out what you're really great at, put that thing on paper, and go for it, because there is going to be a transference of wealth. That is coming. This $1 trillion that they're putting into the economy, many of that money is brand new printed paper that has no backing, and we know what's going to happen. Venezuela is a perfect example. So as we're watching these things happen, we know that something is going to be changing, and that tide is going to change soon. God says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. But the only way for us to be a part of that transfer is for us to be in position. So I'm talking about physical things. I mean real estate. I mean figuring out ways to put yourself in a position where you can make the type of money that you've never been able to make before. And that's what our process needs to be right now, because it has to be beyond surviving. It's time to thrive. It's time for us to come together as a community and stand strong, because we're not a weak people. We're smart. We're skilled. We are resilient. And so we need to take a stand and insert ourselves in a way that we've never done it before.
Wow.
Amen.
So,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes. What you got to say about that, Mr. Tommy? I haven't heard from you.
No, the young man, he has a valid point, too, about that. See, we run this, the citizen does. We run this country. It's just that, you know, when it gets through the legislation and all that stuff there, you know, the politics kind of like change, and we just have to, like you said, come together as a whole, and start measuring our cash or our votes, and the sister too, she's also right too. And man, you know, we all know, hey, this is a spiritual thing. You know, coronavirus is running around, and this got everybody's mind focused there. You know, and it's kind of like taking us away from our originality, and that's our spirituality. You know, God's still in control of everything, you know, and he really is. But now we have to be a focus, as the sister said. See, we have to focus right now on putting ourselves in position to where we won't have to so much depend upon the legislatures. You know, if we can run our own businesses and work together, and man, if we can ever work together, we'd be a powerful a nation, because then can anyone come in and tear us down as we are? If we just two or three working together, but you know, you got 100,000 over here that are not with us. Well, these folks will come right in; they'll destroy us. Remember the blowing up of Oklahoma when the black city there, man. Hey, everybody was doing well; they bombed it because it wasn't but a handful stood up. But now if we all stand up, you see, we really make a difference, and especially when it comes to businesses, we begin to tie our funds in together, and everybody does well. I think we got that particular mindset to where, hey, I don't want anyone to have more than me, and that shouldn't be, because I'm telling you, if you're working with folk, and if they have, you have, and everybody else have, shouldn't anyone be complaining?
That's right. You know, I just want to say something right quick. I want to let the audience know you're listening at the Uplifting Communities talk show. Okay, and if you have want to elaborate on something, or if you have a question, just press 1 and I'll let you in. Okay, we got a board sealed full. Sometimes when it gets full like that, everybody want to listen. They don't want to. They don't want to say nothing. That's just the way, you know, radio is. But anyway, what you got to say about that, Mr. TD, Mr. Trice?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, I agree with a lot of what a sister colleague said here on the panel. What concerns me is, one of the things that concerns me is that money's not printed anymore. Money's digital. It's a transfer from one bank to another, which leads me to T now. And there's still people who will say things like, I don't have an email address. I don't like email. I don't want an email address. I don't want anything to do with that. And that mindset is a lot of people in the African American community with that mindset. Yeah. And unfortunately, the money is digital now. It's not cash money. They ain't gonna print. They're not gonna print new money. They're going to enter in zeros and ones in a computer console somewhere, and then they're going to transfer that information to another bank and then disseminate that throughout the people. And if your mind is not in there, then you're going to be left out. You're just going to plain be left out of the equation. I understand having a business from home. But see, when you have a business from home, that means you got to learn a whole new way of doing things. And that way of doing things includes learning about the digital age and getting up to speed with what's happening now.
Yes, indeed.
That's right. You know, also,
I would just like to follow up with that really quick, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes. Everything absolutely is digital right now. However, they do need to stick. You can't just add zeros to something and there's nothing to back it. It's still putting us in a situation where they're saying that they have more money than they do. We are in a deficit. And so them producing this trillions of dollars and putting it back into the economy is a very destabilizing position down the line, and we need to be mindful of that. The second point is, you're right, there are a lot of people that are stuck in their ways. They're not willing to move forward. It's a fear for them, but that's also an opportunity for those who are savvy, right? This is a whole business that you can start. There's someone that has an idea, there's a gift that they have, but they're not quite sure how to put themselves in a position where they're on social media, they have their email, they know about digital marketing. There are a lot of people in our community that are great at that. They don't even realize that that's something that they could be charging for. But if those
True.
People would rise and teach those who don't know or are not comfortable with it and help them to form their businesses, they're making money by doing something that they're good at, and we're helping those who are not quite where we're at meet us where they need to be so that we can continue to grow. That's my point.
That's
on that.
Right. Now, you said a mouthful of love. Okay, that's another thing, too. Our communities is getting hit. They say our community is going to get hit pretty hard with the coronavirus. It haven't really hit it yet, which is a lot of blacks are getting it. And they had a rumor about, I was reading on the Internet, they had a rumor about maybe 5-6 days ago that black people can't catch the coronavirus, which is bad. And yeah, they had that, you know. And so they had people was getting what the physicians and the researchers, they had some really concerns about that. So they did some research, and it was a lady, was a doctor named Lizzie Cooper. She was saying that when it hit the black communities, it's going to hit the black communities. It's going to be devastating. So I would like you guys to elaborate on that, what y'all see going on in the black communities with this with the coronavirus situation.
Well, there are blacks that is definitely being diagnosed with the coronaviruses. And over here in Louisiana, man, we've had some blacks who
to pass away from the virus there. And
Sorry.
I don't think the virus has any particular individuals that is after, because if you're in the way, you're subject to it. And I think we just have to be more careful. And a lot of times folks will mislead you, and sometimes when folks mislead you, you fool around and put yourself in a position to be more at risk of catching that virus. You know, somebody saying, oh, man, blacks can't catch it. You know, you out there running around fishing, going to stores in and out, you know, people sneezing. And before you know it, you know, you got these bad headaches, hard to breathe, you know, whatever the symptoms are, you know. And so we definitely have to be careful, you know. It's worldwide. You know, how you gonna miss me if I'm in this world too?
Yes.
Right.
Now,
I was just gonna agree with the gentleman, and one of the things I noticed, the question had come up, why Italy? You know, why Italy would have the impact that it had in Italy the way that it does. And you think about the cultural difference there in Italy, is that Italians in general, I mean, I've never been there personally, but my impression of them is that they do a lot of conversing in close quarters.
Right.
In close, right. Very close to each other. Very, you know, it's an intimate language, and it's an intimate culture, and so they do a lot of very close contact with each other. Just because that's the way the culture is.
Right.
And the same with Iran. In that culture, there's a lot of close quarters conversations that happen. You know, I'm not saying, you know, nothing sexual or anything. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about
you,
is
brother.
the way the people relate to each other. They're not very distant from each other. You know, sometimes black folks like to holler across at each other. You know, and we keep our distance just because that's the way we are here in the West. But, you know, if we practice a little more distancing, which isn't easy, it's not easy to do. But my understanding is that would help us get through this. In my neighborhood, nobody's, you know, Lord, thankfully, by God's grace, nobody has been stricken with it. But, you know, it's something to consider, you know, keeping distance, washing hands often, and practicing those basic protocols. My understanding is that neither hot nor cold water doesn't matter as far as washing your hands, but you just got to have some soap.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they were saying. Now, they say the hardest hit cities in the United States for African Americans is New York is one of them. We all know about New York and Milwaukee,
right.
Detroit, and also we all know about New Orleans. New Orleans was the last one to join, you know, the stay at home, and they got hit. I mean, they got hit yesterday real hard.
And see, in New York, you got millions of people in very close proximity to each other.
That's right. Same in New Orleans.
You know, big cities, you got millions, literally millions of people, very close quarters to each other. And, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know everything, you know, we've been talking about a lot of negative stuff, you know, that you know, is that we've been, you know, we can't help but talk about, you know what I'm saying? But what y'all see, do you see anything positive that's going on right now in the community? Anything positive?
I see a lot of positive. But...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You guys talk first. Go ahead. I'm loving it.
Okay. I absolutely see a lot of positives going on at this time. Typically, when life is as usual, we're always running around. We have to be somewhere. We have to be doing something. And we've been focused on everything else except our relationship with God. And a lot of us have needed rest. And this is a complete opportunity for us to sit down somewhere and to really hear what God is saying to us, because clearly he's speaking, right? Like in Isaiah, he says, go in your house and hide yourself, lock your door, but God's anger will pass. He is saying something. There is birthing pains going on, and we don't want to miss what he's doing. And so this absolutely gives us an opportunity to be in position so that as he continues to move in the earth and whatever he has going on, we can be ready for it. But I don't feel like this is a time for us to be afraid, right? We have to be somewhere between big faith and wisdom. So we shouldn't just be out here acting as if nothing is happening. We do want to pay attention. But at the end of the day, we need to remember who we belong to and be ready to encourage those that are around us, because a lot of people don't have any faith right now. They're afraid, and I understand why. But it's up to us to be those voices, to be those vessels, and we need to be poured into from him so that we can take our marching orders out and allow him to be lifted up so that he can draw all men onto him.
That's right.
Very well said.
You know, very well said. You know, I see a lot of positive things going on myself, you know, since this is gone, you know. I see more people as it's kind of like communicating with each other. You know, even myself, man, I was on the internet and I can't sing. I was trying to sing either because everybody else was singing. Everybody was laughing. Hey, look here, they was laughing, but I was having myself a good time. You know, TD's a singer. TD, Mr. Trice, he's a singer. And he had a singing program on the internet. And, I mean, it was really, and it was quite a few people listening at it, you know. So that's, to me, I don't know about you guys, but to me, that's positive. You know, that's positive.
Right.
Just giving people some type of hope, you know. And they have people coming on, you know, and talking and giving people hope, like you, Miss Lester. You know, you are a type of person, you give people a lot of hope. You know,
thank you.
And Tommy, you another one. You give people a lot of hope. You know, with your stage play, you know, and
thank
things
you.
Like that. You know, I don't know, mm-hmm. I don't know you that good, Mr. Harris, but I heard a lot of good things about you through Miss Erlene. You know, and you know, so and I think that we're on the right track. You know, I think we're on the right
okay.
track. You know, so go ahead,
if
Mr.
anybody, let's. The only negative thing, real negative thing, is that people have to die, and that's really the only negative thing. Because see, it's time for a paradigm shift anyway, and this is God's way of. I look at it as God's way. Slowing everybody down, like Miss Lester said. And well, Miss Lester, I gotta give it to you, sis. I'd marry you. You are right on the same track. Everybody is on the same track that I'm on. But at the same time, we have to look at something else. We talk about these trillions of dollars, which is nothing, because like it is, it's just paper. It's not backed by anything but us. So if it's backed by us and we remove that paper trail, we remove a lot of the ills that come with it, the greed, and make it fair. We remove the restrictions that are holding back great inventions because you don't have the money to get it out there to the public. We remove that, and the way we remove it is unity. There is only one way to do anything. Name me one person who has accomplished anything by themselves. Anything.
Oh, man.
What?
Can't do it.
Okay, so if we can't do it, why do we conform? You got to understand, you've been programmed. Our parents have been programmed to be slaves, mental slaves, all right? You be a man. Stand on your own two feet. Take care of yourself. Don't worry about other people. They programmed you to be an individual, so they programmed you to fail.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Unity is what wins. And unity, that means all of us. The reason why we talked about this last night, just about everything you talked about, I said last night. And there's more to it. But see, we have to have a direction. We have to have a plan. We can ask people to pool money, but if we have no solid plan that's going to expand and grow that is sufficient, then it's a waste of time and effort. So what I did was spend the last few years, because I predicted all this. I'm way ahead of the game. Follow my Facebook. You'll see I'm telling people what's happening the week before it happens. All right? The thing is, I had the time because I retired early and I could afford to do what I need to do. And I had the time to study where you're running, trying to live every day. I had time to look at things from different viewpoints and see which way we were going and what was going to happen. What I seen is very ugly because we're not ready. We are not ready. Anarchy will happen because we aren't ready. Reason why, because they programmed us to be individuals, so when it comes to you eating, you don't care if you got to hurt that individual to eat. But if there was unity, you would know you could knock on the door and get fed.
That's right.
Even if we had to push together a piece of bread here, a piece of carrots over here, some meat over here, and make that soup, we all eat.
That's right.
And we all
what
eat
you got
together.
To say about that, Mr. Trace?
I like what he said. You know, he opened up a can there, you know. He opened up a can. You know, like for example, you know, the it's a very good thought process. That is how we in the 70s, you know, in the days BC before crack, that's how
right.
we approached how we approached interfamily relationships, you know, and where you say stand on your own, be a man, and that kind of thing. Well, if you look
that's
at
right.
other cultures like Hispanics, like Chinese, you know, you know, Asians, not necessarily Chinese, Asians in general, you know, that where they have no problem when you get 18, you go to college and you get back. You get yourself back here to the house.
Right.
So we can pull the money together.
Right. Now you
and collectively
now you
go and do what we need to do. You know, and that is a major difference. Hispanics are the same way in general. They go out, do their work, and then they come back, and it's, you know, you find several. And I'm just speaking in general terms. You know, sure, there are some families that do their own thing, but in general, they have no problem with, you know, we're so busy saying, well, hey, when you get 18, you're getting out of here.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care what.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well,
okay.
well, actually, we started that in the 60s,
but,
the late 60s.
Okay.
You know.
And what that
the
does,
children.
Though, is that what that does is that divides the money.
That
it divides.
You know, you're talking
we
about
can,
that, Mr. Trice. Tell me, I don't want to jump in and cut you off, but – it was somebody, I have to say this, somebody was telling me about 3 days ago, they were saying what, if we, you know, let's say the African-Americans, if we really want to get ourselves together, say, well, they're fixing to give us the that stimulus money, I think it's $1,200, you guys say, or $1,250 plus $50, $500 for every children. Why not take that stimulus check and put it in a black bank? And see what happens.
Because there's a lot of distrust.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. But the thing is we have soil that needs to be tilled, right? There are pains that need to be healed. There's a whole history that we have with this country, and we've never had an opportunity to deal with it. So though intellectually we know that the answer to a lot of our problems is us coming together, us working together, us pulling our money.
Right.
We know that. We've been saying that for so long, but there's still this block. There's still this disconnect. There's still this seemingly hatred that we have for one another, and we have to take a step back and see what is this thing that we're dealing with. And we find it in Second Chronicles when God says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, right, We've turned away from God, many of us. We have. We're out here living any kind of way, right? Many of us are stacked up in the projects just trying to make it. We don't know how to make it. It's not that we don't love each other, and it's not that we don't want to do better, but we don't know how, and we're trying to do it in our own strength. And it's not going to happen that way.
And that's why I said we need a direction. And I created those directions.
What is your Facebook page, brother?
I said that's why we need a direction. We need a project. We need projects. I created these projects. I created 15 programs, and all of them are $1 trillion-a-year industry. The first 5 deal with recycling, shopping, homes, water, and food. A new way, using technology to bring us back to God's world, a clean world. Because like I said, we're children and environmental. We're environmental first because that's life, all life. And we're children next because that's our future. So I'm into everything from tech to entertainment. And I keep track of everything. I've worked with the government as a civilian advisor for 3 potents. I was in 2005, Bush wanted to make me the National Business Advisory Council chairman. But I won't work for the government because then they will control me.
Okay. Yeah, they will. Let me ask you this, sir, before you go any further. Give me your information so I can pull up your pull up your website, please.
Hand in Hand Foundation. Just Google that, Hand, H-A-N-D, put the ampersand for the N. And then Hand Foundation. You can't miss me. I'm all over the net.
Hand in Hand. Hand in Hand Foundation.
You'll see a green site, environmental and children, and you'll see some of the programs listed. The Healthy Homes Program is my latest program. This is a self-sufficient green home, basically indestructible. And you pay for no water, you pay for no electricity, you pay for no gas. That saves you thousands of dollars a year. Your environment is called a healthy home because the environment is clean. Your water is 99.9% pure water. No chemicals, no drugs, no nothing in your water. Your air is even cleaned in the home constantly so that bacteria and virus are killed. The home doesn't use conventional water heaters or air. The design right now, we're going to use container construction because it's there, and that solves another environmental problem. That's my third program. My first program was recycling, Cans for Kids program. We're licensed recyclers in the state of California. Now, let me explain why I did that, because I started a free program for businesses so that they can save money on recycling. I feel you shouldn't have to pay for something that's needed. I did that, and people told me this would fail, but you have to understand I have never failed in my life. So what they didn't understand at the time when I started this in 2008, that California's CRV by itself was worth $22 billion a year. And that's just what's tracked coming in. That's just what's tracked going to the stores. Isn't California a tourist state? How many millions of tourists come into California? How many planes and trains fly in and out? So the recycle industry, which is basically a white-owned industry, Asians are in it, and Asians are in it because, you know, they deal with China. But we don't have the infrastructure here in America to process our own recycling, and that's another thing. So with that program, that program has funded our nonprofit, so we didn't have to beg. That was another thing. I'm a businessman. All right? So I use a recycling program, which you're thinking bottles and cans, but let me ask you. So I'm wearing the Uber hoodie right now. I had 10,000 of them. 10,000 Uber hoodies, all sizes. And I bought another 7,000 or 8,000 Uber t-shirts that I gave out to the community. I sent to New York, sent to Atlanta. You got to understand.
I understand. Okay, now we have to get back to the subject. Okay, I can understand. I really appreciate everything you're doing, Mr. Harris, but this show is about the coronavirus and things of that nature, okay? Yeah. I don't mean no harm or nothing like that.
The coronavirus, This is all
you know,
part
we
of
have
it,
to pull it back in.
I understand what you're saying. I don't want to get too far off, but this is all directed to the same thing.
Yeah, the two are far off the subject.
Well, the coronavirus, I'm just saying, okay, we have to social distance. But right now, guess what? Recycling centers are still open.
Right.
Black people need to get into recycling, and we need to do it together as a unified front and take that money to invest into the other things that we need to do.
I think the way to curb this and to get completely back on topic would be, you said that we need direction, and that is true. But I want to be very clear that direction doesn't come from man. Direction comes from God, and that was the whole point. We need to seek exactly what we should be doing in this hour from the alternate source, and then we can work toward what we need to do. Case in point.
I agree with you 100%. Okay. I agree with you. Well, Miss Lester, were you right now? You're in Florida, right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with that with the coronavirus incident in Florida.
Well, the experts are expecting for Florida to reach up to 1,000 deaths a day. Florida has been really slow to shut down, and we've had a lot of people flying from New York who are infected. We have a cruise ship that's supposed to land here next week that already have 4 dead bodies on it and about 35 infected people. So they're expecting that Florida is going to be hit incredibly bad. And I want to take this opportunity to just share something with the people who are not knowing what to do in this hour. Keeping a strong immune system is so important during this time. So, yes, we need to keep washing our hands and keeping things clean with bleach and social distancing. But I would recommend that each and every last one of you go out and purchase elderberry syrup. If you can find the actual fruit, get it. But if you're not in a place that has the fruit, you can go to Whole Foods, GNC, or any health food store and purchase elderberry syrup. You want to make sure that it's at least 1,500 megagrams, but if you can find 4,000 or 5,000, that's even better. Throughout my years, I have been able to treat almost any sickness that has come to my household with elderberry syrup. It's powerful. It'll boost you to make you less likely to get sick, but if you do get sick and you apply it the right way, your chances of recovering are going to be a lot higher. So basically, we're just preparing here. I'm not afraid, but paying attention and keeping our immune systems high as we can.
What you say, aloe vera juice?
It's called elderberry syrup.
Oh, elderberry. Okay. Yeah,
no,
elderberry. Okay. Yeah, I've heard of aloe vera juice too. You know, that's why
Can't you get elderberry?
You got any good suggestion, TD, because we only got like 12 minutes left on the show. So I'm going to be asking everybody if they can give a little suggestion on how to stay healthy,
Well, I think the protocols that are out there, you know, washing hands often and keeping practicing social distancing, you know, and only going out of the house for essential trips is extremely important. You know, you have to really focus on what's essential, you know.
Yeah,
because essential can run in all kinds of different directions for a lot of different people. There's a lot of different people in the world, but try to limit your opportunities outside of the house. And if you think that you're not feeling well, then you know there are some things there are some positive things on social media that you can find. As far as I know, a couple of people do the boiling lemon water, and I like the suggestion about the elderberry syrup. You know, those kind of things. I don't know. See, that brings up a question. You know, well, I have to leave the house to go get some elderberry syrup. Well, where are you going to find the elderberry syrup? That's a good question.
HHF Mall.
I wonder if they would have it.
It's actually really easy to find. It's really easy to find. Like any health
well,
food
in Florida.
Store, you can have it delivered to your house.
In Florida. A lot of the stores and shops are closed. Mm-hmm.
I have an online mall. HHF Mall is on my website. I have over 250 stores from Amazon to Walmart. Told you I'm
there.
Waiting.
You
go. I personally get mine from Amazon Prime, so try that.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what about Elliot? You know where Elliot at? I wonder if that's closed. Okay, I got a message from Florida. You can find it at Walmart. Matter of fact, Miss J.
So I like the suggestion, Mr. Harris. I like the suggestion Mr. Harris put forth as far as he says he has an outlet for that, and then I like the Walmart and Amazon Prime options as well.
Oh, I have 250 stores.
Okay. Definitely, we can check that out. Let the people know. Okay, what about you, Tommy? You got any suggestions?
Well, for encouragement, hey, I'm just being real, okay? Let's say I live another 50 years, but even after that 50 years, I'm going to have to what? I'm going to have to die, right? So now we're doing all these planning and all these things here, but what are we doing for us spiritually, you see? Because we know God is true, and we can tell by what's happening now. So, and we know that there's a life after this life, right? And this is what we need to start preparing ourselves for. Because something, let's be honest, something we may not attain. But as we go for these things, you know, let's not neglect God. You know, let's keep him first. And that we may attain these great goals and these great opportunities and make opportunities for other folk too now. But man, don't put God on the back burner, man, because we're gonna face him one day, and I'd hate to face him saying, and he tells me, well, hey, you wasn't focusing on me, you was out there chasing that green dough, you know. So we don't want that to happen to any of us or anyone else, you know. These goals, set your goals, man. Hey, work hard at it, but always keep God first. That would be my encouragement to everyone.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, what about you, Mr. Harris?
Like I said, it's unity. I'm not worried about this because, like I said, I see more good than bad. Everybody's worried on the financial end and catching it and dying. Like I said, we all going to die one day. We can't live in fear. So what we need to do is unify. Let's work for the things for each other, that support each other. Because we know how to do it. If we stop money today, everything keeps going because we already have the infrastructure. We have the knowledge. But we just have one thing blocking us, and that actually is money. So, yeah, just work together. We got this. We're survivors. Come on.
Yeah.
We are
survivors.
Despite what Hollywood wants us to believe, we are survivors. We are not the first ones put out of the movie. We usually the ones who live to the end of the movie. That's why we're still here.
That's right.
There's a reason. There's a reason for that we all came together on this radio call. You know, we got to understand. And like I said, the things that you guys have said, I've already started building a long time ago. So like I said, go to the website. You can call me. My number is worldwide. And we can talk about everything. Because we got to do this together, and we got to have a solid plan. And my plan is about survival of this planet and people.
Yeah, you know.
I got
you.
I'm
gonna say what I got something to say about this. Well, I look at it this way: we are survivors. I'm a witness of it. I am a survivor. I've survived a lot of things, you know. And but this, to me, now that's just me. I'm not afraid of this this coronavirus. I'm not afraid of it. Okay, but I do know one thing: that if we don't take care of ourselves, okay, we won't last. Okay, we have to take care of ourselves, and we have to make sure that we pass the word to our younger people. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm an older gentleman, okay? And we got to pass the word, you know, tell them, because they got some of these young people, they still out there, man. They having themselves a good time. You know, that's what they call themselves, a good time, you know. And we got to pass the word. We got to let them know, hey, man, look, you can't be going to your parents' house, you understand, why you done been all out. Before you go in, wash your hands. Go straight to the bathroom. Clean up. You know, we got to let them know that the elderly people is very vulnerable in these times. And I consider myself as the elderly person. Okay, I got to, you know, bring that to the attention of my son a lot. You know, like, hey, no, you go straight to the bathroom. Wash your hands, buddy. Now,
hey, well, I'm
like
you.
And spray him down with some Lysol as soon as he walk in the door.
That's right. spray him down.
Hey,
yeah,
that's
well.
What I do.
Uh-huh. Well, you
walk
know
in
what?
The door,
I'm gonna try something.
Down.
I'm gonna try something. I hope she go ahead on and say yeah. You know, I'm gonna ask Miss Shekinah Luster. You know, we only got like about 3 minutes and 3.5 minutes left on the show. I'm gonna ask her if she don't mind closing us out, maybe with a good prayer for the world.
Oh, ooh, oh yeah. I wasn't expecting that, Mr. Brown, but yes. I would love to. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every heart, every soul, every body around this world before you. We know that we have no control over what's happening, but we believe that you are in control. I pray that you will continue to touch the minds of your people, that we will not be confused in this hour, but that we will come closer to you. I ask that you will go into every hospital room, send your angels to stand guard at the doors, touch the hands of the doctors, anoint the phlebotomists, the CNAs, the nursing mothers, the newborn children, protect them and keep them close to you, Lord. I pray that you will continue to send your word to us, that we will even know what to do and how to shift when we need to shift. I pray that you will continue to encourage us, bring us joy, and when the transfer of wealth takes place, don't leave anyone out. May everyone be in position. May you use this opportunity to bring us all closer to you, that you may be glorified, Father God. Stand guard at all of our homes. Keep us close to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah. And with that said, you know, God bless all of you guys, you know, and we got about a minute and some change left. If anybody want to say something, say it on Lesson Fixing It. End the show.
Everybody be safe.
Yeah. Everybody be safe, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of your neighbors. Look out for one another.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You know, and I'll say the same thing. Okay, with that, God bless all of y'all. And thanks for coming on the show. We had a very good, powerful show. Thanks a lot. God is good, y'all. God is good.
All the time.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.